Welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. I'm your host, Calvin. We've got a lot to cover this week, but first I wanted to remind everybody that you can get the links to everything you see on this episode at ibm.com/developerworks/this week. This week on DeveloperWorks, we've got a new article on our series on HTML5 graphic applications, but first let's take a look at some of the other new content on DeveloperWorks this week. Dinesh Jain has just published a paper in the IAM Business Value Accelerator community. It's called Delegated Administration with IBM Security Identity Manager. If you've got an environment where multiple business partners have access to your environment, or if you've got an environment that has a complex organization with different identity management standards for different divisions, this paper will guide you on how to set up a delegated administration environment that helps ensure all different policies for identity management are followed. If you're developing big data applications, you know that getting your data into Hadoop platform is just the start of your problems. Once the data's in there, how are you going to explore it? How are you going to find the trends and meaning in the data? Well, a team of four IBM software engineers has just published an article called Developing a Big Data Application for Data Exploration and Discovery that describes how data stored in IBM's InfoSphere Big Insights, which is IBM's Hadoop platform, can be pushed into InfoSphere Data Explorer. By doing that, you can explore and combine data from multiple enterprise and external data sources so that you can explore and find the trends in all that data. DeveloperWorks has just made the latest edition of IBM Notes available for download at the DeveloperWorks software evaluation page. The latest version is called IBM Notes Social Edition. This latest version of Notes extends its interface to many different devices and provides a real-time collaborative work environment. Stop by the Notes Evaluation download page today and check out all the latest features of IBM Notes Social Edition. If you're a web developer, you know how complex HTML5 can be. It's a great platform for developing complex, graphics-heavy applications, but you got to get over that huge learning curve. HTML5 maven David Geary has just published the latest installment of his article series on HTML5 2D game development. David, why is the HTML5 graphics context so important to web developers?
Actually, there are two graphics contexts associated with HTML5 canvas element. There's a 2D graphics context and a 3D graphics context. What I use in the series is the 2D graphics context, which provides a simple, intuitive API plus very powerful features. So with the 2D canvas API, you can do things like draw shapes and images. You can manipulate images. You can get all the bits for an image, process them in any way you want, put them back into the image, so you can implement things like image filters and so forth. And it also has a number of other powerful features, such as the clipping region. So normally when you draw into the canvas, everything you draw is drawn into the canvas, but you can specify a region of the canvas so that everything you draw is clipped to that region. So you can draw into the entire canvas, but tell it only draw into this circle in the middle of the canvas, for instance. And that's a very powerful feature that has many, many uses.
I bet it is. So David, tell us about this article series you're doing overall.
Sure. I'm implementing a platform video game. It's a complete, full-fledged arcade game, complete with a scrolling background, parallax, collision detection, sprites, explosions, all kinds of stuff. And what I'm doing is I'm implementing this game step by step, entirely from scratch, without using any third-party frameworks.
David, what are people going to learn in this latest installment of the series?
The latest installment of the series covers collision detection and sprite animation. So every installment in this series, I'm working on a particular piece of the game. And here what I'm doing is I'm making the runner explode when she collides with bad guys, or bad guys collide with her. And so I'm covering two things: collision detection, detecting collisions between the runner and bad guys in the game, and also sprite animation. So when the runner collides with a bad guy in the game, I run her through a short animation which makes it look like she's exploding. So if she runs through a series of animation cells, it makes it look like she's exploding. So the two things are collision detection and sprite animation in the most recent article.
All right. Thanks, David. I'm sure we will have you to blame for the next Angry Birds phenomena.
I hope so.
That's all the time we have for this episode. Don't forget, you can get a link to David's article and all the other articles you've seen mentioned on this episode at ibm.com/developerworks/thisweek.